of the conspiracy theory of what is going to happen. And so these are all Shaitani Masajs. And about the future, I just remember now, it was in the 1960s that Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had come here and he was the guest of Kurkastan. That time there was no Azad Kurkastan. And the people here, then when Mufti Sahib was leaving, Abbas Bin Nanabad, Mahrum, he told me this, that the people, local people here told Mufti Sahib, the way the conditions are now, we fear our children will not know Islam also. The way things are going, they will be out of the fold of Islam. So Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali at that time, in the 1960s, there was no Azad or nothing. He said there will be a Darul Ulum in Yatta. They just couldn't understand it, that we are fearing our children are going to be out of the fold of Islam. And Mufti Sahib is saying there will be a Darul Ulum in Yatta. And we see it today. So we don't have to worry. The future, but in this thing here, what will happen in the future, all this new world order and funny theories and all that, Allah is there. And Allah controls everything. And Shaitan, in Allah's plan and Allah's working, Shaitan's work is to do this, to put all this wasabis, all this fears, what's going to happen, etc. When the Muslims of South Africa came, we don't know much, the Muslims came long before. Very long before. But some Muslims, Indian Muslims, when they came, that time hardly anyone used to go to school. No one. And anyone that time, when you put them in school, they say, your son is going to be destroyed. Girls shouldn't go. But sons used to go, they say, his iman is going to get finished. But Allah Ta'ala protects the iman and what, alhamdulillah. So the spheres have always been there and long before. So two simple solutions came to my mind, and then a third one just came now to my mind. We mentioned it, but it didn't click at this point yet. At home, my family, we were reading Ta'aleem, and the hadith came that when the child is conceived, it's formed in the womb of the mother, then in Farishta writes down everything. What rosy the child is going to get, how much is the child going to love, and what his actions will be, whether it's a Jannati or a Jahannami, all that is matter. Towards the end of that hadith it comes that there is a person does all the work of Jannah. He's pure, what a pious person. And now it's only one step to take and he'll be in Jannah. At that time he goes off. And he loses his Iman also. And he goes into Jahannam. And on the other hand, there is a person that his life is rotten, full of guna, right through. Only one step left to go into Jahannam, and he makes Tawbah, he brings Islam, and he goes into Jannah. So family asks him, is there a solution for this? Obviously we just accept it, that this is what it is. Then it dawned on me, that and Allah put it in my heart immediately at that time, that our deen has given us the full solutions. Two solutions came at that time. One was that of sadaqah. The person gives sadaqah. And it comes in the hadith sharif clearly, you give sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, it saves you from a bad mouth. So we give regular sadaqah, 2 rand, 1 rand, even for, it comes in the hadith, piece of a hadith, half a khajur, piece of a khajur. And that also. So sadaqah will give guarantee a good mouth. And sadaqah in the same hadith saves you from a bad mouth. And sadaqah, whatever bad conditions have come, sadaqah removes those bad conditions. Whether it's individually, in the family, community, and today the whole world, not only the ummah, the whole world. But so we have to see, these are the things that we have to do. And also, by sadaqah, problems and difficulties which are to come, it blocks that also. So one great thing Allah has given us is sadaqah. The other thing is, which Allah Ta'ala has given us, is dua. One time, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Haji Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, and many times Hazrat used to come back in a Josh. And really, at that time, we used to feel that Hazrat is not in this world, he's in a different world. He's connected so much with Allah Ta'ala. In that he was waiting at that time, he said, "Oh Allah, even for me, your bad mouth is written for me. I made dua to you, I plead to you that you change." And it comes in the hadith that nothing changes taqleer but dua. Dua will change taqleer. So even if a bad mouth is written for a person, taqleer is not above Allah Ta'ala. Taqleer doesn't control Allah. Allah is Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala kulli shayin qadeer. And Allah can change taqleer also. So by dua, taqleer also changes. So even if a bad mouth is written for me, anything, Allahumma inni a'udhubika min tahawwuli 'afiyati. That even if, like for example, we are sitting comfortable, Allah save us all, protect us all, anyone can get a phone call and what news can come? What can happen? Yeah, while we are sitting here, what can happen? So even if something bad is written, dua will change that. So dua is also a very, very great thing. Dua changes the taqdeer also. So even if a bad mouth like that is written for us, taqdeer will change, dua will change. So the two things that the fears that wasawi shaitan is putting in us, solutions are very easy. The one is that we make husne zan with Allah Ta'ala. We have good thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says clearly in the hadith that ana inna dhanni 'abdi bi. That how a banda makes guman of me, what he thinks about me, I treat him according to that. So shaitan is putting in us to have all these fears. What's going to happen, etc. We say, Ya Allah, you are there, you will protect. So we just hand it over to Allah Ta'ala. Though it's easy to say, Allah give us tawfiq, we work in that direction. That we bring ourselves to hand it over to Allah Ta'ala. The minute we do that, our burden is gone very light. We just hand it over to Allah. We just think that, Ya Allah, you will protect. You protected me till now. You will protect me forever. And we just have good thoughts about Allah Ta'ala. Allah will deal with us accordingly. The other is that whatever problems we have got, hand them over to Allah. One is to have good thoughts about Allah. And one is all these problems, like many people will say, you've got any problem, just tell us. You need anything, you just tell us. Allah is telling us over and over. Especially every day in the year, the Hajjit time, Allah is saying what you want. You hand over your problem, you ask me what you want. You want this, you want that. Allah is saying, Ramadan is 24 hours, during the day and during the night all the time. So we just hand our matters over to him. And it will start at the beginning, perhaps we won't like be convinced about it. But just start that, Ya Allah, I hand my matters all over to you. And then you will see the reality, and we will feel so light, and we will feel so easy. This worries will just go away. And we have handed them over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those two things. One is to hand over to Allah ta'ala, whatever, when shaitan comes, and even speak to yourself, speak to Allah. This is shaitan who's troubling me. He's putting all this fear and all this worries in my mind, in my heart. Ya Allah, I hand it over to you. And the other, Ya Allah, you are most merciful. You are most kind. You won't destroy me. Two things. And the third thing that now it came in my mind is to make shukr. Shukr, like now, alhamdulillah, we are all quite comfortable, no problem. Make shukr on this condition. The Iman, Islam, we have got an environment. We still not where it's supposed to be. And that data is still there. But making shukr on this Iman, Islam, Allah says very clearly, Layin shakartu, if you will make shukr. And here, without any condition, not that you have to make a lot of shukr. But you have to make very serious shukr. You just make shukr. That's all. Shukr Allah Ta'ala. You don't have to have wudu. You don't have to be in a masjid. You don't have to face qibla. You don't have to wait. We can't make Isha namaz now. Time doesn't come in. For shukr, you don't have to wait for a time to come in. Time doesn't get expired. Just now Maghrib namaz time will expire. Now your namaz will be qada if you didn't make it. For no time, nothing. You just make shukr Allah. Then Allah says, the Azizan Naqam. In there, the Naam, according to Arabic grammar, is for stress. Then the Noon with Tashdeed on it. That is also for stress. And it is the words of Allah in any case with no stress also. Allah's word are Allah. And then Allah's kalam in the Quran Sharif. How true.
So Allah say, you just make shukr.
On your present condition, I will increase you. So Allah will increase our iman. We got our children, we see them, we feel happy. Allah will increase us in that level. All our things that we have got, our iman, our Islam, Allah Ta'ala will protect it. And all the spheres that what is going to happen in the future, all that is right from the beginning. It's not from now. Our Ustad, Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to explain that when they were students, now that may be 100 years or 150 years ago perhaps, that they should buy what we all still know what is a farthing. A quarter of a penny, a cent. It had like no value whatsoever. They say we should buy our full meal, eat full, and we should get change. And then he says at that time, and this is really from other ways, things are getting very expensive. We can't then. All the, we're wasting our breath saying that. And everyone is eating. It's carrying on. Life is carrying on. So just shake hands all these things. So Allah Ta'ala protects us. So don't have any fear of all these things. Hand it over to Allah. Have good thoughts about Allah. And really to have bad thoughts of Allah Ta'ala, how evil it is. If the son has to come to the father, wife has to tell the husband that tomorrow if you can't look after me, if you can't do this for me, how will the father feel? I'm doing everything, I've been doing it till now, so I won't do it. And the father can, he is weak, he's a human. What has he got? But Allah Rabbul Alamin. Allah in who the treasures of Allah are unlimited. And in the treasures of Allah, in giving his treasures, his fadl, his karam, his hilam, is all unlimited. When Allah just gives all the time. So we don't have to have all these fears all the time. Just put our trust in Allah. Hand our matters over to Allah. Have good thoughts about Allah Ta'ala and make shukr. And then also, there is a dua also, that whenever you see any of your ni'mats, and a person reads on that ni'mat, Masha Allah, La quwwata illa billah, in Surah Kahf, this ayat is, then Allah will never take that ni'mat away from you. So Allah will protect us. Then there are so many other du'as also and so many other amals also. Our protection today, unfortunately, we are only looking at man-made things. And what Allah has given us from long before, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time. And our deen, the most perfect and complete deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. So all our solutions are here. We don't have to worry about the man-made things. Man-made things, always there have been human error in everything. Man makes lot of plans and that, but he makes big, big mistakes also. And the reality of the matter is, big people make big mistakes. And they make very big mistakes also. And everyone gets involved in those. And Allah's plans and Allah's program and Allah's protection is 100%. And that is what our iman is. And at this time, really, we should really hang our heads in shame. So many of us, we got all this fear, this will happen, that will happen. And about this virus, that I mustn't get the virus, my children mustn't get the virus, my husband is going to masjid, he mustn't pick up the virus there, all that. And we see the people, our local people, that they are living carefree. They are laughing, they are joking, they are talking, they haven't got iman, the vast majority. But they are just, they haven't got that worry, what we got so much worry. They haven't got this worry. So why are we so worried? We are the people, kuntum khayra ummati. We are supposed to be telling them, but we see that they are, and a few people, friends of ours who for their work, they have to go into the townships, into the informal settlements, etc. 100% life is normal there. There is nothing there. No, distancing is out of the question. Some people have masks, others don't even have masks. And they're just carrying on.
and there's nothing of the sanitization and all that there. And they've got no worry also about it. Why we got all this one? When we are the believers, we believe in Allah. Our yaqeen is Allah is the doer. And it is no doubt. And what is really iman? Iman is only to accept the actual hard facts. That's why the opposite of iman, kufr, disbelief, means to cover up. The literal meaning of kufr is to cover up. So that means the truth, you are covering it up if you are not believing. So when you're accepting the truth, it's not that we are like imagining in the Quran, in the hadith we read, that, oh Allah, you are not that Allah who we created in our mind. Like the idol, the people have made that idol. And they made it. So Allah is not a being that we have made up that Allah is Allah, He's controlling everything, etc. No, Allah is a fact. Allah is a reality. The Zaat, the being of Allah is a reality. To accept it is iman. Allah's whole system of working is a reality. To believe in that, this is now iman. That we accept, and if you disbelieve in that, then that is you covering the truth. And that is, well, then you are called a non-believer. You are called that you have made kufr. That you are not believing in Allah Ta'ala because you are not accepting the truth, the reality. So the reality of the matter is Allah Ta'ala alone is in charge of everything. This virus which has come, they all these theories, conspiracies, theories, everything, it is from Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is man-made, whether it is whatever it is, but the end is that nobody can do anything without the will of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's system of working is also ajeeb, very strange. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw that there were two people fighting. One was from his people, the Bani Israel, one from the people of Fir'aun. So he just went and he pushed that person away, the opposite party person. And it happened such, his mort was written that time, he died. Now it was, he will be charged with murder. Because he was outwardly the cause of it, he's going to be charged with murder. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I'll never do anything again. You saved you, it happened, and I won't do a thing like this again, ever again. I won't like push a person away or anything, I won't do it again. The next day he found that same person of his people fighting with somebody else. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam just wanted to make surah again. Just see, all this is the planning of Allah. It isn't coincidence, na'uzubillah, there is. Ulama say there is no word like coincidence in a Muslim's vocabulary. Nothing just then it happened like that. No, nothing happened just like that. All happens by the will of Allah Ta'ala. So the next day again, so Musa alayhi salam just tried and suffered. So then his own person, now your own person, he spied out. And he said, that Musa, yesterday you killed that person, you want to kill me today. So all this was the planning of Allah Ta'ala. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will be charged, a person came and told Musa alayhi salam, warrant of arrest has been issued for you already. You are going to be arrested and charged with murder. And my advice to you, leave from here and go away somewhere else. There he goes away to Madian. There he goes and helps the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam when they want to take water. Then now they come and call him, then he gets married to one of the daughters. Then again, after so long, he's returning again. Then he sees a fire. Now see how the planning of Allah is working. So all, whatever is happening in the world, sometimes we meet up with the accident, Allah protect us all. We are weak and we always ask for afiyat. But what Allah has got in store, how many people, innocently, they were arrested, they are in jail. Now it's not a nice thing to, who wants to go to jail? But what they realized, on their hands in jail, 10,000 people became Muslims. From there, how many became Alims? How many became Hafiz? Yusuf alayhi salam, he went to jail, he was giving da'wah of Islam all the time. So this is all the planning of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, now when this is the case, what we have to understand, then man also has made certain precautions to protect himself. And man's precautions and his planning, it can be wrong. There is a possibility. And Allah has given us precautions. And Allah's precautions are 100%. There is absolutely no doubt in the precautions of Allah Ta'ala. And in any case, for us as Muslims to give preference, to give priority to man-made things of precaution or anything over Allah's stuff, that's not the work of a Muslim at all. Not the work of any person. The Allah Ta'ala system is the most superior. And then their system, again, if we just see a bit, if just logically we see that any in our business, in our home, in our lives, we start a certain plan for a certain reason, then naturally everyone has got this in him, that after some time, is my plan working or not? We take our books, we write for the shop. Is there a profit or is there a loss? What is happening? Our students we are teaching. Are they learning? We take exams to check up. So presently, if we go and see it, man has put everything in place in the world, throughout the world, not only South Africa. And all this also is not really South Africa or any other countries. It is all from on top, from outside. All they have to do, the governments of the world, they have to acknowledge it, endorse it, and then enforce it. And they made clear also that they will be checking on the governments, whether the governments are enforcing all this or not. So it is on all this is just like a play played out, that this meeting is taking place, these are the advisors of the government, they advise this, these are the professionals in this field, but it is all already decided. So it is all just a plan. So with all that, they have put things into place. And the most place, perhaps more than 100%, all the plans which they have got, the protocols to ward off this disease, this virus, is at the clinics and hospitals. So much so, one friend was saying, that at a clinic, you are not allowed to even go till the reception. You must just sit in your car. All your form also, you fill in your car, everything. So much precaution, more than what even the government wants. After that, it's almost a daily occurrence. This clinic has closed for so many days. The staff have tested positive. That hospital is closed. This hospital is closed. That clinic is... So where they've got more than 100% their protection, what they've got, it's failing. The schools throughout the world are in doldrums. It's opening, not opening, must open, mustn't open. All that system. And on the other hand, in front of our eyes, we see the taxi industry openly defy that we will have full capacity now, take full of our passengers. They have to change the law to suit them. They're going beyond the boundaries of the provinces and they travel everywhere. Nowhere we hear, like what we're hearing of the hospitals, we don't hear in the taxi industry. In the informal settlements, they are living normal. We don't hear of those things happening. So we have to see, and Allah's system is working, and Allah's system is the highest. And we as believers, that Allah is, in other words, believers, it means we who have understood the reality and the truth, what is a fact, we have accepted the fact, everything happens by Allah. Allah gave us our precaution also. Allah gave us our system to protect ourselves also. And what is that? All this that is happening, which is going against us, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah wouldn't have brought all this condition that we believed in Allah, obey Him, fulfill His command. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. That whatever is reaching you is because of your own doing, your own wrongdoing. And when in actual fact, Allah is forgiving huge, huge amounts. Allah on His own is just forgiving us. Another ayah that if Allah has to take us to task for all the wrong that we are doing, there wouldn't be a single soul that will be left. Allah is forgiving us wholesale, more than wholesale. The little bit Allah is taking us little to task. Yeah, we are the present condition which there is. So it is from Allah, it is because of our wrongdoing. And the solution of it is that we make tawbah istighfar. And just on tawbah istighfar, Allah becomes extremely happy. Whenever a person is nadi and he feels sad, then Allah's rahmat comes down on that person. So we have to turn
we have to choose taqwa, and taqwa is a protection. We keep, we save ourselves from guna, and each one of us must realize my own guna, what I have done, and what I am still involved, which perhaps I am not even aware of, and all perhaps I am aware of it also, but I don't want to give up my guna. I'm still involved in guna, and then on a large scale in the world, we know what the homosexuality, lesbianism, all the worst immoral gunas, they are passed as laws by government. Nobody is allowed to speak against it. When a son disobeys his father to this extent, when a wife disobeys her husband openly and does the most immoral things, right in front of him, she does the most immoral. Who will tolerate? Allah is so merciful still. He's still giving us our food to eat. He's still giving us in this winter. He's still giving us our warmth, etc. Allah is so merciful. So in any way, so what we have to choose are the protection. We must take our protection. But that which Allah has ordained for us, and that which Allah has fixed for us, we turn to Allah Ta'ala. Tawbah, istighfar. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. When a person comes into his house and he makes salam, and the family replies, he makes salam in the one hadith it comes, then Allah Ta'ala, he's in the protection of Allah. Allah won't let any harm come to him. And another riwayat, if he enters and he makes salam and the family replies also, and really this should be done like loudly, not just today, many times we make salam, you don't hear the reply. You ask people, they also we replied, but just whispered, just a little bit. It must be done very clearly. Salam is a great thing, it brings Allah's rahmat down. So if we enter the house, we make salam. When we, and the house people reply, and nicely, cheerfully, loudly, Allah, they are in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. When a person leaves home to go to the masjid, he's in the protection of Allah. Today we got it all wrong, that you are going to masjid, you're going to pick up the virus. And nowhere else you'll pick up the virus. Not in the shop place, not in the business place, but masjid will pick up the virus. Our poor woman folk are also so much in the day frightened also. You go to the masjid, you will pick up the day, and when we enter the masjid, Allahumma inni as'aluka min rahmati. And the masjids are those places when Allah sends his azab also down. Then Allah tells the malaika that the masajid and those who go to the masjid, you don't let it reach them. You protect them. So these are the, we got it all upside down. We have to turn to Allah. There is not a time that we run away from the masjids. There is a time we come to the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi in a little later time, the wind was blowing strong, or it became dark, that sometimes it becomes like an eclipse of the clouds, and it became dark, like a bit frightening it becomes also. So he asked the sahabi in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when did this happen? He said, Allahu Akbar. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the wind just blew a little bit, and we should run to the masjid. We'll make a bed of Allah Ta'ala. Now this has come, we're running away from the masjid. And the masjid, we know the musallis have dropped so much. Then the masjid were opened again, allowed for 50 people. Then the many places they made for Jummah 2-3 Jamaats, for Fajr 2-3 Jamaats, Zohar 3-4 Jamaats. Now it's not there, the people are not coming. And especially those places, one masjid in particular, where you put the plastic also on the carpet, and not a single Quran Sharif also. Why? The virus is going to come from the Quran Sharif. Virus is going to come where you make sajda to Allah Ta'ala. And other places, no virus, nothing. Only here in the masjid. So that place and all the distancing, those places, musallis are gone very, very low. And on the other hand, where the masajid, still they are performing as the sahaba used to make namaz, standing shoulder to shoulder, etc. There are still a bit more musallis, but still we have to work very hard to get the musallis back to the masjid. That we come back, we all have to return to Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Come to Allah, beg of Allah. We'll by going away from Allah, and this also has happened. Allahu Akbar. When Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's time, the floods came. First he was building his ark, and he made a joke out of him also.
We told you, no, don't sit with the carpenters. Now you thinking of, like, carpentry is an honorable trade, it's not at all. But people think that he's a carpenter. So anyway, you're also thinking like that. You're thinking, no, there are droughts. How many years no rain? We are in the desert. And you building an ark, does it make sense? These are the plannings of Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly, nobody will understand it. But he carried on making his ark. And then in order to humiliate him further, this riwayat also came. They all came and did their number two. They all they came and do it in the in his boat, in his shaft. And so in order to disgrace him, in order to show that this thing is nothing whatsoever, look at the system of Allah. Allah caused such a disease to come in them that the only remedy was with the same feces they to rub it from their bones. And they themselves cleaned the shaft again. But finally, so at that time also, it looked like the people of the world who were in the majority. Musa, round about 80 the figure comes, who accepted Iman. And the rest of the people, they were opposite, they went against him. They did not accept what he was saying, but he remained firm. And in front of such odds, that there are droughts, they are in the desert, there is not a sign of a cloud in the sky, and he's building the ark. And the first ark also. And which Allah said that you build it by ayunina, under my specific supervision. And from that time till today, scientists also are still baffled at how this huge ship flows or floats on the water. With all the cargo in it, all the containers, how heavy it is. But Allah's system that Allah is working. Till today, check it out. The aeroplane that flies defies all laws of gravity also. How heavy is that aeroplane? Full of passengers, full of cargo. Gravity is supposed to bring it down. But how it breaks the law of gravity also. And it takes off and it flies in the air. And it just now scientists also have discovered in Chile and those areas, the mountains, there is a bird with 30 feet, which is around about 10 meters the wings. And it flies for about 100 miles, 160 kilometers without flapping its wings also. For about 160, all the system of Allah is working. So anyway, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he had felt and he made all the mockery about him, finally what happened? And then his son, what did his son say? That Sa'awi ila al-Jabal. I will climb the top of the mountain, nothing will happen to you. La asim al-yawm min amrillah. Nobody can protect you today from the command of Allah. So in Allah's command, and now in the time of the moon and art, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was sending the adab of the wind, the farishta who was sent with it, he asked, how much must I open it? Like opening a door? Allah ta'ala said, then nothing will be left. Finally, less, like the... Then finally, just like the hole of a needle hole, small, just only so much. At moment, we all get very frightened. 4 million, one day we say in our town. And what has happened? When the people of previous Allah sent one wind and nobody was spared.
Allah.
So Allah's qudrat is very great. Our iman is on the zaat of Allah. Our iman is on the system of Allah. Not what we see with our eyes. Not what we are watching on TV all the time. Not this person's his speech and this speech. The way we carry on with the speeches, that it is like Jibreel alayhi salam has come. And we have to listen to this. And whatever he says, 100%, we have to follow it now. And more, the woman getting so worried, children getting so worried, all of this, we are kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best of the people. Ukhrijatni, we are taken out for the benefit of mankind. When these local people, they haven't got worries, we should be more, and we should be telling the people, don't worry about these things. Worry about Allah Ta'ala, worry about the commands of Allah. That is one aspect. The other is, there is no wafer, there is no running away. We all going to die. Don't worry, we don't die now, tomorrow we'll die. We don't die in this virus, we'll die tomorrow. But nobody is going to be spared. Dying we all have to. What's going to happen in the qabr? And the three questions, Mar Rabbuka, who is the doer of everything? Who is the creator of everything? If we were thinking this law and that law and these governments and those, the World Health Organization and these people, how are we going to answer that? Then we don't have that yaqeen, Allah is the doer. Ma deenuka, what was your way of life? How were you making your namazes? How were you living your life? What was your way of life? Deenuka, what was your way? Was it that taught by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Brought to us by the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and we got it clearly, they say that you have to change your ways of worship also. Now we, are we going to stick to the ways of worship which were taught to us by the Sahaba, by Nabi alayhi salam, or new ways of worship taught by somebody else? A non-Muslim, he's, they going to teach us now. وَمَا تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجْمَةِ What you say about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we haven't got that way of life. So, and we all have to die, there is absolutely no doubt about it. So we shouldn't be afraid, really a mu'min, we shouldn't be afraid of mort also. We have our gunas we fear, we have committed terrible guna. How are we going to answer by Allah? But just that fear is also a rahmat from Allah. Allah will change it if we have that fear of our guna. But to fear to die, to fear I'm going to leave the dunya, what will happen to my family, that's not for a mu'min. That Allah is there. Who? I can't look after myself. Even the topmost optometrist in the world, his eyes are not in his control. The topmost cardiologist in the world, they have the meeting of all the cardiologists some years back, and the topmost cardiologist was chosen the chairman of that meeting. In that meeting, he dies of a heart attack. His own heart is not in his control. A cardiologist in our country, a Muslim cardiologist, good man, pious man, gives sadaqah before he does operation. One patient was given his anesthetic, he went to start his operation and he died of a heart attack. While about to start with so it's nothing is in our hands, nobody is in control of it, it's all in the hands of Allah. So we have to turn to Allah. And we must teach the people, kuntum khayra ummatin, ukhri for the benefit of mankind. Not for the whole of the world, we are supposed to tell them. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ We must command and bring about the commands of Allah. Not we must become influenced by other laws and by other things. If the law and because they're making it mandatory and making it hard, because of that, but our yaqeen is not on these things. That this can save us, that can save us. It's never in those things. Our yaqeen is with Allah Ta'ala. Our weakness, because we haven't got power, we can't fight anyone. So that is the difference. But with our yaqeen, everything is from Allah Ta'ala. And we follow in the commands of Allah Ta'ala. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ And you are the people who believe in Allah. And we are succumbing to all this. Left, right and center, our learned people, our professional people, we succumbing to all what they are saying. Whereas we are the ones that we were supposed to be the leaders of mankind. We were supposed to tell them, Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us understand the reality and the truth. And our deen is perfect. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islamu deena. Perfect, complete deen Allah has given us. And it is forever our deen. So that is what we must stick to, and we must try and influence other people. Not that we are getting influenced. Hey, today, unfortunately, we are so influenced with all these things. Whereas we must be influencing others, and we must be telling others, Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.